Hiya, hello wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Morata. That guy over there is a real riot, Michael Quinn.
That's me.
Yes.
Such a riot.
Folks, welcome to the first episode of WWF Superstars of Wrestling,
yes.
September 6, 1986. Quinn, we have done a lot of other things.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's not the first episode.
This is not the first episode of the canon. No.
I feel like it's Championship Wrestling Part 2.
It is. It's the sequel to Championship Wrestling. Last week, we finished WWF Championship Wrestling once and for all, August 30th, 86.
Mm-hmm.
It is done. We are never reviewing Championship Wrestling again.
Yep.
We are in a new era now, and if you're just stumbling across us on YouTube because, oh, they're like, Superstars, I know that show.
Right.
And you're like, oh, who are these guys? We did, Quinn. Every episode of Championship from January of 82.
Right.
Ever since the
Vince McMahon era began.
That was the whole idea, was start in 82 during the transition and see how it got. Mm-hmm. It got good because 82 was bad, but it got good after that.
82 was horrible.
82 was really tough. 83 got better. Anyway, if you want 82 to 85, you can get that at patreon.com/OVP podcast. It's $2 a month. You get that. You get monthly Canon Plus specials also, by the way. These are the big events. Quite literally, we just did the big event.
Yeah, the big event.
That's the most recent one. But each month we do something that's longer and ties into the 86 canon. So we did WrestleMania 2. We got Saturday Night's Main Events on there. Those are coming back up soon, thankfully. The one coming up in a couple of weeks, this is real. The one for the September of 86 canon plus. Richard is not telling us what it is. He's just compiling a bunch of stuff. Yeah. He is just putting together stuff for us to watch.
Right.
So I have no idea what it is, but it'll be coming up in a few weeks.
Who knows?
The other thing we have is on the $5 tier of patreon.com/OVP podcast is WWF pay-per-view reviews.
Mm-hmm.
These are audio pod. You ever heard of a podcast?
Yeah, podcast. What's that?
These are audio shows that you can listen to at your leisure. Yeah. And what we mean by that.
MailKimp?
Yeah, MailKimp. Kimp. Let's go with Kimp. And what you can do is like pause it and stuff. So, because they're like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to listen to all of it at once, you don't have to. So, like if you're driving or working or working out, you can listen to reviews of every WWF pay per view in order from WrestleMania 1. Until WrestleMania 13, but I got great news for you. Everyone's been waiting for this one. Coming out this weekend, in your house, Revenge of the Taker.
Very hotly.
April 97.
Hotly anticipated pay-per-view.
I'll tell you what. yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It existed.
It'll be out this weekend.
It's very much a, like, people laugh when I say it existed. This is like the definition of it existed.
It existed. It's the forgotten Bret Austin match, which there's a reason why that's the forgotten one.
That also
one.
Existed.
Yes, it very much existed. But it's coming out this weekend. Every prior WWF pay-per-view from the first WrestleMania, we're talking all your classic Royal Rumbles and WrestleManias and everything.
All the stuff.
In audio review form. And the great news is, if you want 82 to 85 canon, and Canon Plus, and the pay-per-views. If you go to patreon.com/OVP podcast, you can get yourself an honest-to-God, no-strings-attached, free trial for a week.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
Am I making it up?
No, making up of anything.
There's a button that says start free trial, and you just start it like you would on any other website where you start a free trial. And here's the best part. We don't care if you cancel it within a week. Like, we won't be upset.
We're not going to email you about it.
No. The whole point of the free trial is that it's a free trial.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that you might not keep it.
Right.
Give it a shot. Start your weekend off. Get in your house Revenge of Taker tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's free.
Anticipated.
It's great. All right. So it's patreon.com/OVP podcast. The other thing is we have a retro pop culture show called Acid Wash Memories. That is a podcast member on MailKimp.
That's our sponsor, MailKimp.
Yeah, MailKimp. And... MailKimp.
Remember cereal? That yeah. was that. There was that ad where the girl's like, MailKimp, chimp. I'll never forget that.
Anyway, Acid Wash Memories is a show that we do too. Last week we talked about candy, and we've mm-hmm. done stuff about Seinfeld, and we've done things about convenience stores. Coming up on Monday for episode 66 on April 8th, we are. Finally picking up and then putting down our Super Mario series that we've been doing for a long time.
This is the last episode of it.
It is. And we are, of course, covering Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
A favorite amongst people. That
oh,
are
yeah, big favorite.
Maybe younger than us, but that is coming up. All right, Quinn, a new month in the canon means a new month in the calendar. What do we have on for September in this new era?
So we have, first of all, a very much employed person in this company, Wendy Richter.
Oh yeah, she's definitely still here.
She'll be on the first Superstars, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we got no birthdays.
Really?
We just have Labor Day was on Monday.
Well, happy Labor Day, I guess.
Labor Day back then. Yeah.
If you're new here, you're wondering who are these guys? What are they doing?
Gee, it looks like there was something written here. I can't.
Maybe it just bleed through from the previous month. What we do here is we're going to bring up the video in a second. If you're listening on the audio, you'll just hear it because it's audio. Mm-hmm. But we're going to bring up the video in a second. We're going to watch the first episode of Superstars. In case you're wondering, like, how come we why are we not old enough to have watched this when it first aired? That is the point. Like, we were born when this first aired.
Right.
Born in 85 and 86.
Uh-huh.
So,
we were both alive for this airing.
We were alive now, yes, both of us. But we weren't watching because we were very, very small. So we are re-watching the Superstars era, which many of
you... I was being fed with a bottle.
Yes, you probably were. You were very new. You were months old. And I was only a little over a year old.
Yeah.
So goo goo gaga to you, Quinn. The point is, we know a lot of you that watch or listen did watch this as it was new, and we love to hear your perspective from at the time as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
We are rewatching. I mean, we've both been wrestling fans 30 years or so, but we are rewatching with a perspective of doing this since 82.
Yes.
And that is the whole crux of the show. In case you're new,
crux, yeah.
A lot of crux here. Without any further ado, here's the scope. 31 scope. Now, Quinn, we are going to obviously listen to this new intro in full.
Thank goodness I
no
don't have to hear
Thriller.
Thriller anymore.
We've heard plenty of Thriller.
Been begging for that to change for like 2 years.
It's over. Thank you guys that have been with us a long time.
Nothing against Thriller, by
the way.
No,
great song.
It's just that if you have to hear it every single week, it's kind of like,
yeah,
okay, can we change the intro already?
This is the new era. You guys know what that means. We're in Providence, Rhode Island. This was taped at the end of August. This is the Superstars era. This is what it is now until like 97 when they stopped doing matches on Superstars.
I can't wait till we get to the Bret Hart Undertaker Shawn Michaels Heartbreaker.
I can wait.
I love
can
that.
Totally wait.
I love it.
Why?
Because Superstars, so wild.
Oh, that era. You like that era. Folks, thank you for being with us a little time, a long time, or a first time. Without any further ado, it is the first ever WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 6, 1986.
Yeah, the worldwide leader of ass.
Yeah, the audio is the leader of ass right now.
Well, now we have to deal with, because it's more popular, we have to deal with crappier tapes, probably.
Probably, yeah. Alrighty.
Not much collectors anymore.
Nope.
Okay, so we're not in Poughkeepsie.
Serious action here this week on the Superstars of Wrestling. Hello, everyone. Vince McMahon at ringside.
Well, his hair's better.
Everything's better.
Wow.
And of course, the ever-present.
Thank God.
Thank God Jesse's here. Redcoats. Oh, coat red.
And who's on the card this week?
I still can't believe they said absolutely nothing about this, other than like 4 seconds at the end.
Oh yeah, listen to that.
Welcome to NES.
Let's pump up the bass.
So much better.
This is the era, man.
Yeah.
This is the intro for a few years, by the way.
I can live with this one.
I love this intro.
It's more generic, too. It's like shows all the superstars.
Yes, it does.
King Kong Bundy. King Kong Bundy wear red?
No, it's all weird.
What the hell is happening?
John Stern.
Well, that's a graphic.
They're facing Joan and Kershner. Look at that. Rougeos.
Wow.
They are really leaning into this new era.
I love this. Look at this, all this colorful stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Kamala's coming back.
I guess that's the big debut on this brand new program.
I'll take it. Oh no.
Hey, Goon!
Entertaining to say the least. That, the newcomer.
They fucked up with that picture. What? Coco Beware debuts? Heart Foundation.
Wow, there's so many people. How many matches are on this? What the?
Well, Quinn, you know that it's Superstars.
Yeah, it's like, let's put
all
73
matches.
Matches on each.
You know what that means? Nothing's long.
Ew!
Ew. Stevie Offee.
It's a great, great match because I'll tell you, these guys are absolutely
these, like,
awesome.
These, like,
and of course, the Federettes.
They're
the making
debut.
Wow. So
what
many things.
Action packed, Michael Quinn. We've been waiting for this.
How do you fill that in?
Let's find out. All right.
Are them Federettes, as Jesse says? Are they there already?
Them Federettes. So we got Terry Gibbs.
I guess he made the travel.
Looks like he colored his hair with shoe polish. Who the
hell? Hey, look, that's a Duke.
Oh! No, that's not Duke.
Yeah, that's Duke.
No, it's the other guy. Roger Kirby.
Wow, they look Kirby. Do they not
remember?
Look exact? Pause that for... They look exactly the same. They're like, what are they, brothers? Like,
they look similar. I wouldn't say that exactly.
That is the freaking Duke,
it
man.
It is not the Duke. Would you say the lighting is immensely better? Vince finally learned from Ebersole.
Primo.
Mel Kemp. All right, a little Alan Parsons project here to kick us off. I am so excited for this new Eric Quinn.
Notice they also, because the new show, they're like, somebody with music has to come out.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. You notice how they're doing these giant wide shots of the arena to show how big it is, like
yeah,
where
they're
they
like,
are.
Oh, people actually come to this. It's not in like a little dump
yep.
anymore.
And I've noticed, Quinn, the referee is Freddie Sparta. Why is Siviafi here with him?
This is hideous.
Like, we knew this would happen a minute ago,
but
still.
The historic first Superstars match has Siviafi in it.
Hey, look, the heels attacked to start
here. Hey, look,
here.
I see the Federettes over
Federettes
there.
Federettes are out there. Howard Finkel, by the way, still the ring announcer. Double leapfrog by both faces there. Hip toss by Steamboat on
Siviafi
Gibbs.
Out of sync, as usual.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, double atomics executed well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Vince is already into high octane mode. Okay, Fink, we don't need that. All right, so
when do they switch to the like, and they just like put it in its own thing, and Fink doesn't bother us the whole episode?
88? I don't know when it is.
God, it takes forever.
I'm not sure. Gibbs attacks Steamboat from behind, flips off the back there. Afi on top. We get a full Nelson. Doesn't have the fingers locked, but Afi with
the
nice
was just
a single
hold
axe.
There.
Yeah, it was just a holding Nelson.
Yeah, it was not to put any pain on it. You
no,
know?
It was not intended for pain. Snap mare, no. Reverse over the back. There goes Afi into another holding full Nelson.
It.
No fingers. Steamboat with the purple tights. Chop.
Can I ask, what's
on
the
Gibbs.
Point of tagging in to do the same thing?
When you could have just done it twice.
Yeah. Just.
I guess, like, Steamboat feels like he's got to give Afi something to do.
I feel like he should give him something to do, like, not in the World Wrestling Federation.
Maybe, like, do something, like, another job.
Yeah.
Like, work at a movie theater or something. Like, Kirby going to work on Afi.
Maybe. I don't know. Just something else.
Something else. I will say it's nice to have...
Maybe it's manager.
Yes! Or his valet or something like that. Look at this. The fans clapping up. A typical Steamboat squash where the faces have to have the face in peril spot, you know?
Typical way too long. This is Superstars now. We don't have time for this.
It's going
to
end any second.
There's like 13 matches on this.
Good. It's so nice to hear the voice of Jesse Ventura.
It's much better.
And folks, yes, we know we're talking over it. No, we don't just stay silent the whole time and watch it. That would be boring. You want to watch this episode, just watch it.
Duke.
That's not the Duke. Will you stop it? It's Roger Kirby. What happened there? You hurt yourself? What happened?
What a way to start the episode.
The Mail Kemp?
Some Mail Kemp.
Mail something. All right. Kirby going to work. I don't know what you're talking about there. With my wife cooking something funny downstairs?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Inside cradle there by Afi on Gibbs, but Kirby breaking.
Nobody's letting Afi get the pin here.
No, we know it's Steamboat.
Yeah.
I'm just saddened that Siviafi is still here.
It's real. I thought he would be gone by now.
But I'll tell you, we have until 88 with him. You hear what I said? 88 with him.
Don't.
Here comes Steamboat.
Don't even suggest that.
Curb your enthusiasm here.
Look at this. He's beating up everyone because Siviafi stinks.
He's a house of dragon. Yeah, so does something else. Irish whip there. Back body drop by the
Horrible.
Steamer. Calm down. Going to work here on Gibber. Look at the crowd not even cheering. Everyone on the hard cam's doing this. Look at him.
This guy needs a feud of some kind, you know?
He's got Jake Robert. Where did that end at the big event?
I think that's over.
Are we supposed to, like, believe that that was the blow-off, even though no one
saw
it?
They haven't talked about it.
But no one technically saw it. Splash by off. You don't get the pin. One, two...
Horrible.
He got the pin.
On the first pin on Superstars, Siviafi.
You know what this is?
Remember it.
You know, the last time we saw Mr. Afi, he was with the team of Haku and Tonga Kid.
Yeah.
Excuse me, King Tonga, although we found out at
Which
big event.
Which he also shouldn't have been there for.
No, but are they saying that he's no longer with them? Now he's with Steamboat?
Now he's friends with him,
They're
I
just
guess.
Bouncing them around.
At least they're not calling him Superfly Siviafi anymore. That shit was offensive.
That was bad. At least they're just Siviafi.
Yeah.
I'll agree. All right. Bruno, pick up the replay if you could. Did the thing, and it's just a beautiful move off the chops.
Did you notice Bruno didn't talk the whole match? We're in that era.
He talked a little. No, it's 88 where he, like, never talks.
He only talks in the replay.
Yeah. He talked a little, but Jesse's definitely going to keep, like, carrying the bulk of the color commentary.
And just push him out.
Let me put it nicely.
Like, slowly.
Yeah. Super Billy Graham.
Oh, Miss Elizabeth's on the new cover.
Deep, deep.
Not King Kong Bundy anymore.
Good. Shirtless
As
Elizabeth.
Will be covered in the new upcoming issue of the World
Federation
magazine. the return of a former world.
He's wearing the Superstars color jacket.
Why is everyone, is this like mandated now? We all have to wear the red one.
What do you think? Yeah, because remember, Challenge has their own color scheme. It's blue, I think.
Oh, yeah. Heavyweight champion.
Okay.
The one-time title holder, Superstar Billy Graham.
This will go well, right? This comeback?
Those buzzards up there? What is that?
Recently, I visited rocks. With the man from Paradise Valley, Arizona, in his old backyard.
So when's he going to wrestle?
I'm convinced the Superstar is still
bad. I mean, they're acting like it's imminent.
Oh, shit. Look at this. Bad to the bone.
Wow.
George Thorogood.
I mean, he is a badass.
He looks so old.
I'm the real Hulk Hogan.
I know he's not like extremely, what is he, 43? He's not like
he's not
a real.
Not even that old.
But he looks old. He does.
I mean, he's not as young as the other guys. I know. What are you going to do?
There it is, the tarantula. Superstar
Billy Graham right here in the rocks, in the desert. I don't get it.
Out here with the snakes,
the lizards, the tarantula. Does that mean like he's not afraid of danger? Like it could bite him and kill him any second?
Yes.
He has two spires on him.
Good for him.
I'm feeling tough and I'm feeling
what a badass.
It is so blatant how he's doing a Muhammad Ali, by the way.
Yeah, but
he is.
Here's the thing: is he was the first one to bring it into wrestling. So
who? Really, where did Ali get it?
Gorgeous George.
And I got to lay one thing on you, Big John Studd.
What?
The Superstar's coming.
Remember,
back.
He just called,
yeah, he has problems with everyone. Macho Man,
Iron Sheik.
Yeah,
get ready to deal with Superstar Billy Graham and the Pythons, baby.
I don't. Are you allowed to say that?
Fans, here are the World Wrestling Federation.
I think we're in the pre-era of Vince not like understanding that you shouldn't have two people do the same. Like, I don't even think Vince gets that.
You don't
that
think?
Hasn't like gone through his head yet.
You really don't think?
I really don't think.
Okay. Hart Foundation in the ring. Members of the Hart Foundation,
yeah.
Quinn.
Members. This isn't the Hart Foundation.
No.
This is members of the Hart Foundation.
Yep. See?
You know, black tights and a pink stripe.
You know, we decided, you know, me and Jim decided in, you know, mid-'86 to incorporate some pink in the outfit.
Get a little pink, you know, because the heels look obnoxious.
Plus Hart, you know. Like
you know,
red,
hearts are pink.
Red and pink.
Valentine's. Not Greg Valentine.
Anyway, who are they fighting?
Right.
Whose music is this?
Is this the
oh,
Rougeaus?
Coco Beware.
Oh, it's Coco.
Is this... Ah!
Oh, shit.
This music's awesome.
Yeah. With Romeo Roma?
Let's turn that music up.
Beware. Yeah. And his partner from
I love it.
It's good.
Paul Look, he's got Roma. He's got feathers on his shoulders. I never saw that before on
yep.
Coco Beware.
So this is our first look at Coco Beware here in the WWF. Danny Davis
Wait,
is reffing.
Whoa.
And grinning.
Oh, he's with the Federettes over there.
Dancing with everyone.
I like this guy. I'm already liking this.
I'm very happy with him.
Yeah.
Now, I would have chosen...
He's got some excitement.
I would have chosen a partner that's a little more reputable than Paul Roma.
It's better than most of the jobber selection, to be fair.
True, but they're not in Australia, so Paul Roma doesn't matter.
Right, not in America. Now, Dan Davis, his hair is new because I guess it's been under the mask for months, so we haven't even like seen his hair situation
in a
while.
It looks good, though. It's not all chempy. Okay, the Birdman, Coco Beware, and Jim the Anvil Neidhart going to start off. Lock up your no, avoided.
I'm just going to say it's very dubious that his first match back is for the Hart Foundation.
It is a little dube.
a
little dube. Shoved to the corner by the Anvil. Big swing, no. Roll out by Coco. Mm-hmm. Finkel's talking. Arm drag by Coco. Nicely done.
It's good to have Dan Davis back on ref duty.
It is. We got much better refs
here. No Mr. X anymore.
No, that's good. Here comes Romeo Roma, as they don't call him yet. Fink's still talking.
Now, if Coco's going to debut here, are they going to win?
Well,
like,
Quinn,
what the hell?
We have watched this episode way back in the Our Vantage Point Retro Wrestling podcast, like 5 years ago, probably.
I remember.
4 years ago. All right, we're setting up a backbreaker across, elbow by the Hitman. Down goes Roma.
They gotta have Coco win.
Do they?
That would be silly if they didn't have him win.
It would. I hope that doesn't
music,
happen.
He had music, Joe.
Backbreaker by the Hart, by Brett. The Hart Foundation doesn't have no music either.
Exactly.
Elbow by
the
Hitman.
That's the indicator he's the superstar.
And in this, what's the name of the show?
Superstars. It's about superstars.
It's about the superstars.
That was the premise when they pitched it.
That's the whole idea. Yeah, Vince pitched it.
So we're going to do a show, but it's going to be a different wrestling show. It's about superstars.
Oh, we're going to hear him talk.
Okay, here we go.
Coco Ware. And guess Coco Ware.
Right. No B yet.
Not yet.
Living so good right now.
Okay.
You see, you can't get in.
And he's always jamming out.
So, brother, I'm telling you, you can't beat it with a stick. You can't whip it with a switch. Don't even try.
Get to hear the music again.
This is a good promo. Oh, shit. Hart Foundation with the heart attack.
Hey.
Big cheers for that. 1, 2, 3. And the Hart Foundation wins while Coco is cutting his debut promo.
promo. Why did they?
They did them wrong there.
That's messed up, serious. Man.
I'm laughing, but like,
it's funny, but it's also like, he's debut. Why doesn't he do the bird move or whatever his finisher is? Like,
and this is a guy that was reputable where he came from.
Yeah, isn't
from.
He like the top guy from his?
Yeah.
Why do they always do this? Like,
it's a big deal. At least.
It's so stupid.
So, for those of you on the audio, Coco's in a box cutting a promo, and the Hart Foundation just pinned Paul Roma. Thus, Coco loses by proxy his debut. Will they comment?
While we were listening to Coco, you saw what was going on. That was the worst case of officiating I think I've seen in a long time.
What happened?
Wait, hit the rewind. What happened
there? Let's see.
Hey, look, they're attacking them.
One of the worst jobs of officiating I've ever...
What happened, Vince? Let him explain
it. Why doesn't the referee do something here?
What is this shit? Since when do they do this?
They are attacking Coco. Oh, he rolled through. Okay, so he's getting the heat back.
Oh, I see.
Double drop kick.
Gotcha, so it's so that Coco beware. It's like, no, he's good.
And he is kicking the Hart Foundation's ass.
It's just Paul Roma stinks. Like,
well, we knew that. Beautiful drop kicks this guy throws, huh? Dan Davis is not doing anything to control any of this.
Now, what did Dan Davis do, though?
I don't know. Let's just let it breathe.
Is there a replay?
Hey, no. We didn't notice, so unless they tell us,
They did tell us, though.
No, but they didn't say what he did.
His shirt's all messed up, so that's always a bad sign.
Always a bad sign. What was wrong with the officiating?
Would you concur with what I said about that lousy case of officiating?
Absolutely. At four different occasions, there should have been a disqualification. They did get away with
double teaming.
And as a result, they were victorious. But in the meantime, the Coco...
Yeah, but
really
that's just regular tag team. I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
I'm out here to keep this announcing unbiased.
Yeah, I'll say. Let's take a look at the replay.
It's so good to have Jesse.
Replay.
Okay, let's see.
What happened here?
Jesse, wouldn't you say it is an asshole?
So that's just a heart attack. I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like nobody can do it. But of course, once it delivers, that's the end of the match.
I mean, that was just them doing it.
But where's the other parts? That he's like four different times. What is he talking about?
I don't know. Very subtle, Quinn. Very subtle. An interview? Don't be Ken. Could we? Oh, fuck.
Superstars now. I'm on the show.
I'm Ken Rasnick, and I'm wearing a diaper.
Everyone is talking about it Monday night, September 22nd, Madison Square Garden. Billy Jack Haynes against adorable Adrian Adonis. King Tonga and the Tonga Kid team up against the Moon Dogs. The Rougeau Brothers against the Hart Foundation. Tito Santana against handsome Harley Race.
Six-man
tag. The Giant
six-man tag.
King Kong Bundy.
What is with Albano looking insane lately?
Oh, look, it's the men from Japan.
Big Machine and Super Machine.
Yeah, not Giant.
Not Giant.
Gentlemen, brothers and sisters of New York City, the Big Apple, when I was there at the last encounter and stepped into the ring, and we...
I can't believe Will Albano's still here. I mean,
it's good.
It's not much longer, I know.
And from
Hulk Machine.
Now, who is that?
Who was it but
I thought it was... I had a theory it was John V on the board, so people were speculating.
Johnny V?
I mean, he's got blonde hair.
True. It's Billy Graham.
Maybe.
That's how he's coming back.
I'm sure
right.
The brain
what the fuck is Albano saying?
Okay.
Emperor Hirohito of Japan, our leader, has awarded Albano-san number one Ichiban Brain.
Ichiban.
He outsmarted
him
in
brain
now.
Oh, like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Stud Bundy. And Heenan into
the training. Haya.
Unnecessary.
Big Machine. Aye. Super Machine.
Aye.
And Ichiban Hulk Machine.
Aye, Dozo.
Madison Square Garden.
Did he say, I don't know?
No, he said, hi,
Stud
Dozo.
Bundy. And Heenan into ring.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Against Big Machine.
Aye.
Super Machine. And Ichiban Hulk Machine.
Aye, Dozo.
Madison Square Garden.
Sure, okay.
The Weasel.
I thought he was being
in
funny.
Much Oaky Trouble.
Oaky Trouble.
Unbelievable, the Hulk Machine.
The Hulk Machine.
Do you have a candy bar?
Killer Ken. When we came in from Tokyo, Japan this
Who
week.
Is this?
I've never heard a voice like this before.
New York City. We had about...
He doesn't have as thick of an accent as the other two.
No, very American.
Big old Honda rental cars.
Oh, Hondo,
hi. Hondo,
hi.
Hondo,
hi.
We get done in Madison Square Garden. We're going to stuff Stud O'Bundy with...
Even Lou? Hondo.
It just cuts.
Yeah.
It's great.
They're being insane.
It's absolutely stupid. I love it. Hey, Rene Goulet, anyway. Look, they're actually right there.
Oh, yeah.
Honky, no.
Oh, no.
You know, I hear him talking. The honky-tonk man can hear them all talk. He hears people like Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. He hears him saying, hey, who is this honky-tonk man? Who is this man that's strutting around here with all this glitter on? Who is the guy that says he can rock and roll all night long? What can he do in the ring? What can he do when he gets in the ring against a real wrestler like Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff? Well, let me tell you, Mr. Wonderful, the honky-tonk man can do a tap dance on your head, and he can make you
he's
like it,
challenge
baby.
Him?
I can drag you from pillar to post, and then I'll take you do-si-do in a couple
Hulk
times,
friend,
son.
Joe.
Still. Nevertheless.
That's a pedigree.
So we're to believe that this guy that we've never seen wrestle, and he's wearing an Elvis jumpsuit.
And he's Hulk Hogan's friend.
He's on the level of Paul Orndorff.
Maybe Hulk Hogan even. I mean, Hulk Hogan doesn't, he's not friends with people that aren't of like his caliber in the ring.
Well, like Paul Orndorff. Good point, yeah. Good point.
In the ring at this time from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Who's that?
That's Ron Shaw and Rene Goulet, former opponents. No, that's not Goulet.
Ugh.
Ron Shaw's good. Shut up. It's the Duke.
Wow.
The real Duke.
The real Duke's here.
Woo!
Look at him.
Look at him. What a jobber team.
Even Goom and Hillbilly.
But that's not real Goom. They showed the wrong pick.
I think that's Goom.
No, that it's not going to be Goom. It's going to be the shitty one. Who is it? Hillbilly Big Pop.
Hillbilly and Goom.
That's not Goom.
Oh, it's Cousin Stupid or whatever.
Yeah, remember Goom has the hat and he's been gone for a long time.
I want Goom back.
I know. I told you Goom was good.
I missed the Hillbilly, though. Where's he been?
I missed Hillbilly Jim.
He's so fun. And look, they were smart. They didn't put him in the first match.
See, they know.
They're learning, Joe. See, now I told you I would care. Like, if they didn't put him in the first match, suddenly I would give a shit.
See, it worked. It worked. No, I do want to mention Dave Hebner, referee.
Whoa, there's a Hebner here?
There's a Hebner, and what a team of jobbers, man. Ron Shaw and the Duke. Holy shit.
I love everyone right
now. Everyone. Even Shaw?
Nah.
Fuck. All right, Hillbilly going over the heel's trying to get bossy.
Get some gum.
Get gum. It's not gum. It's just Cousin Shitty. He doesn't do anything.
Can we just ascribe gum to him anyway?
No, not. It's Cousin Luke, by the way, which I forgot. I'm glad the Chiron came on. No, Luke stinks.
He does stink.
Junior was good.
I just want to just call him Cousin Junior just so we may feel better or
call
something.
Call him whatever you want. I'll just correct you and you'll say whatever and that's fine.
Why'd they get rid of Cousin Junior? He was like awesome.
But I don't know. Did he get injured?
I also liked Uncle Elmer as well.
He's way gone though.
That's really upsetting.
I know. All right, so Hillbilly Jim here going to start with Big Ron Shaw.
I think Cousin Luke's what like ruined it, like in my opinion. I was like fine with the trio of Junior.
Yeah,
and
Junior
Luke
was fine.
And Elmer.
I didn't get upset with Junior.
Junior and Elmer. Yeah.
Think every match, by the way. Hillbilly claps it up. Huge pop tonight. Shaw does not want any part of this. And the blue tights lock up here. Side headlock by the Shaw man.
So
don't
bad.
Make fun of Ron
he's
Shaw.
So bad.
No, he is. He's fine. You're really out of line. I really am getting tired of your blatant like disrespect for Ron
literally
Shaw.
Literally one of the worst wrestlers they have.
Now, that's absolutely patently untrue. Shoulder block by Shaw, flopping
so,
and flipping here. Off the ropes
so
again
terrible.
Is Big Shaw. No, he's not. Beal toss by Hillbilly.
He's like comically terrible.
What? What?
He makes the gambler look like Hulk Hogan.
I'm really not appreciating your tone right now.
He also reminds me of the gambler, but that's
very
just,
similar.
Yeah.
Look, feet up there by Cousin Stupid onto
Cousin
the
Stupid,
Duke.
Not Goom.
He's gone from barefoot to tennis shoes.
That's true. He got an upgrade.
Yeah, he did get shoes.
Don't I wasn't sure if they were just his socks this time.
Crusty socks.
Yeah, just like eh. This,
they're just
I got to be barefoot a little bit. Like.
Nice rollover to tag in Hillbilly. Ooh, big foot on the Duke. Here comes Shaw. This is great. Ron Shaw's good. Don't ever fucking disrespect him again.
I know who's good, the Duke.
He's fine, too. Just not
WWF legend, the Duke.
I like him on promos, and I like him in the ring. I don't want to hear him announce, though.
Yeah, how did he become a Duke? Is that ever explained?
Well, I think you inherit a dukeship, don't you? Is that what it's called, the dukedom?
And where's Doherty? Where is that? Is that?
No, Dorchester. His name's
sorry, Dorchester. Where's Dorchester? Is that in, like, the greater Massachusetts area?
Well, nothing about Massachusetts is great, but I'm kidding. It's a joke, because I'm from New Jersey.
Wow. Duke of Dorchester getting
bear
up
hugged.
Here.
I don't know. I think Dorchester's in the Boston area. Do you care? Doesn't matter.
That's it. It's over.
Yes. It's not Worcester. That's a different stir.
Yeah.
is it Duster? Why isn't it Dorster?
Big victory for Cousin Shitty, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't win. Hillbilly did, right?
Yeah, but he gets the proxy win, as you said before.
He doesn't deserve to, for the record. Like, he shouldn't be. He should not work
here
anymore.
Well, in the record books, Joe.
it doesn't
say who how you won. It just says that you won.
You won. That's a good point. I mean, they're strong. This first.
I'll do a replay now.
I like this new red coat.
That's my appointed time to talk.
I talk a little bit in the rewind. In the replay. In the reback. Cliff.
And what a thing.
We didn't even get the replay.
I eat the pits of my peaches. I'm Ked Resnick.
I eat peaches.
The snake Roberts. Junkyard dog against the
Clive Volkoff.
Dog. The killer bees against the
killer bees against the Funks.
The Macho Holy Man Randy Savage against George the Animal
Can you
Steel.
Believe it?
George the Animal Steel.
Mr. Wonderful Paul
I sat on the toilet and nothing came out.
And this one's destined to be a war against
like
Roddy
an angry
Roddy
baby
Piper.
Or something.
I like him, though.
From Monday
I don't care.
Night, Roddy Piper,
who's Ronnie Piper fighting?
And the Iron Sheik.
What am I supposed to say about this guy?
No.
They don't. There's nobody there in the Meadowlands that really gives a damn which one of us dies.
It's not pronounced Meadowlands, by the way.
I wasn't going to correct him because I thought it was funny.
It is funny. So he's trying to say like nobody cares about either of them, which is, it's thunderstorming, which is not true because actually the fans like Roddy Piper now. So he's not like...
Is he doing the thing like early Austin heel? Or
I don't
face?
Care if you like
yeah,
me or
like,
you
like,
me.
He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's not... An official
yes.
face, like
it seems to be,
yeah.
right? It seems to be that way.
There's nobody there. Matter of fact, they probably hope that both of us die. They don't really care about
die.
Us. I mean, you're talking about a guy, the Sheik. You're talking about.
He's talking about
give you
dying
a little inside here.
Yes.
You're talking about a guy here that shaves his head bald. You know, remember the guy with all them gnarly, nasty nuts? Why don't you grow hair over that so you won't be so ugly, huh? And then the
this is very childish and stupid.
I'm
sorry.
Room.
It's two heels
Why
arguing with each other, right?
Yeah, but it's boring.
His mustache with the hair. This is the same
they
guy.
They need to make him act more friendly or whatever. You know what I mean?
No one likes that.
Friendly Piper.
I saw one time when the Meadowlands get
Meadowlands.
In the ring and the little end Meadowlands. Got caught on the rope and he fell on his nose. Unfortunately, he wasn't fighting someone with the brains of me. You see, you ain't fighting with
What's
someone
Eddie Kaufman?
I'm from Hollywood. I've got
like
brains.
In your whole life. Don't come here playing no games with me. Don't come here.
About you, Joe? I kind of like the idea of like Piper getting in the heels faces now, though.
Oh, I don't mind it, but I don't think he's being very fair to Adrian Adonis.
Yeah, I know. But outside of that, him having problems with Sheik is kind of amusing.
It's fine. Oh, remember him?
Yeah.
Carried over.
Yeah.
He got cheered on Superstar on Championship. He's getting booed here.
They're like, who is this?
He will be led towards the ring.
Well, Kamal's going to kick his ass.
He's done.
Now, that's new music, right? He never had that,
yeah,
did he?
Yeah, this is finally the music or whatever.
Did you see who his manager is?
Is it Kimchi?
Nope.
Or is it Wednesday or whatever?
No, it's Kimchi, but... Oh, see, hang on. Fink said King Curtis, which...
But that's not him.
Which, no, that was Kimchi. But don't they change King Curtis's name to the Wizard, or am I thinking of WCW?
I think
no,
that's definitely here, Wizard.
The Wizard here. What is he in WCW? The Master.
The Master.
So I guess they didn't even settle on the Wizard yet. Fink blatantly said King Curtis.
Maybe King Curtis is behind him, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen him
remember,
yet.
Kamala, he always has Kimchi or Friday or whatever.
He has a handler and he has a manager.
Right, because you got to keep... Come on,
I mean,
under control. Like,
he's dangerous.
Yeah.
This guy loves to leave the company and come back, doesn't he?
I think that's the beauty of Oh, he is there, Joe.
There he is, yeah.
He's behind him.
Eat shit, my son.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of Kamala is that, like, for whatever reason, he was always able to, like, make a buck on his own. So he just kind of, like... He has no, like, obligations to fucking anybody.
No,
he just,
no,
like
no.
He just, like... It's like... I'll do that for
if
like
the territory
a month or
sucks,
something.
I'm getting the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, basically.
Here
or
if the payoff
like,
sucks.
Or if like somebody from one territory gives him more money than the other, he's out.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's smart.
Yeah.
So I heard Vince say King Curtis Iaukea, which is the full name. That is, if I'm wrong, someone correct me, that looks to be Steve Lombardi, Kimchi. You know, like the going forward. Yeah, Freddie Sparta's a referee.
Kimchi.
What a...
Wow, he's got like a real weapon there. He's
yeah,
sharp.
Yep.
Very sharp.
Look at that. Tommy Sharp. That's very... it's Get
better it? Be careful.
That's who he's fighting.
Better be careful where he points that thing.
He could puncture a liver.
He could poke out an eye.
Or a tuna.
The Federettes are afraid, I think.
What? I mean, they've
that
never seen
is,
this man.
That mask is so scary.
They've never seen this man before.
Yeah.
And he's known as the Ugandan headhunter. He's a savage. He's a, not Randy. A different kind of savage. He could beat you up. It wouldn't be good.
Why did they not stick with this Federette thing? I'm curious.
Probably just useless expenses eventually in their minds.
It's more, though, it gives the... It makes... I don't know. It just makes the whole thing seem like a bigger deal.
Agreed.
Like,
no, that's that. The presentation's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Can I just say, as Kamala goes to work here on Tommy Sharp...
Is it reminds, doesn't it remind you of, like, in boxing when the
yeah,
ladies
the
are holding up the round numbers?
That's the idea. Is it Tommy Sharp? Is that his name? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's useless.
Remember when Missy Hyatt was like, I'm going to be a host, and they're like, you're really bad at this. Can you be a Federette? She's like, no.
And then she left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame her, but...
I mean, she went from being a...
Wait. Two things are happening. That, but what is the crowd looking at?
I don't know. Federettes.
Let's find out.
Miles away in the jungle.
That's probably why they played it, because there's probably just a fight in the crowd or something.
Maybe.
Look over here.
Yeah.
Look at this box.
Eat shit, my son.
The birds talking. Sing the great hunter.
Eat shit, my son.
The greatest headhunter of them all. The mighty Kumala!
Kumala. Yes, that's his name, sure.
Well, he would know.
In every promotion, even though he's been here before, the story is always like, we discovered him.
Yeah.
Always.
Style, and I'll tell you what did they say when he came out? The Canadian headhunter?
Ugandan! That's Canadian!
Is he actually Canadian? Is one
no.
of those things?
From the United States.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Jim Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from here. Mississippi or something?
Never know.
I forget. Maybe the South? I can't remember.
For some reason, Kamal looks like he might have like a CFL background.
I don't know where Jim Harris is from. Maybe it's not the South. I can't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of Uncle Elmer, who was Kamala also. But that's a whole different story that we don't need to talk about ever on this canon anyway. Shut up, Fink. Every match they do. I mean, they're economizing.
I get it, but it's
economizing
it's
their
very
time.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, they're like in a hot period where everyone's just like, give me more wrestling. They don't give a shit if Fink's talking over
They
her.
Really are ramping up to that.
Yeah.
You're right. If
Idi Amin is looking on. Idi Amin?
Really? We're really doing that? By Kamala.
How do you know if all that paint that could be, Idi? Could very well be.
Okay, can we stop with this?
Big splash by Kamala. Two.
Wow. He just
three.
Crushed Sharp. I don't think we're going to see him anymore.
I don't think so. Now, is Curtis Iaquea, is he going to have Kamala go up top and splash him?
Does he do magic or anything, Curtis?
He doesn't appear to. I mean, I'm not sure.
He looks magical for whatever
reason.
Like
make a rabbit disappear? Or like
he's got like a robe on. I feel like he's a wizard of some kind.
A lot of men have robes on pulling into 7-Eleven at Night Tukwin. What about like, you mean like, is this your card type of magic? Like disappearing
nickel? No,
I'm
talking like actual like
spell?
Like a cauldron and stuff, yeah.
Now, is that required or is that for show, the cauldron?
It depends on the spell. You ever see Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I have.
They explain that there's like different spells
true,
in that.
That's
like
true,
it's like sometimes it calls for a cauldron. Other times you can just like snap your fingers. It's just like it just depends.
Okay.
They're like recipes essentially, and they require certain things.
Different elements, different components.
Right.
In order to execute the proposed spell, if
yes.
you will. Okay. That's great. That's
I
great to
feel
know.
Like that show indicated that possibly it wasn't magic. It was just they like knew how to mix shit together and like
physics and chemistry.
Yeah,
and
like
that.
It's all just like tricks.
I believe it, Quinn. I would believe your theory. What do we got? Oh, the flower shop.
And now here's your
the flower shop. There it is.
Look at that guy.
Wow, a beautiful white dress
beautiful.
For this episode. New flower shop too.
Yep.
It's so highly rated.
Highest rated. It's good.
Pink hat.
Unfortunately, my guest, what the hell, Rowdy Rice.
Right, they
shit,
said that this
right.
was, yeah. So he got the member permission or whatever.
Yeah. Well, this will go really
people
well.
People are throwing garbage at him.
It's going to age well, too.
Yeah. Oh, is this one where he says something bad?
It's Roddy Piper. I'm sure all of these are one where he says something bad. Where is he?
Oh,
needs
this might
weapon.
Be the one where he breaks it.
Oh, that's what the crowd was looking at.
Right.
They were getting the flower shop set up or something, or Adrian came out.
Oh.
And maybe they stopped, like, fucking that up later.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's
maybe
see.
They don't do it in matches, is what I mean. Piper's got a...
Just a stick. Straight up regular-ass stick.
You know, I found a stick, you know.
Broom handle, it looks like.
It looks... Looks to be
rip the broom off.
Now, witches need brooms, not magicians, right?
Witches, yes.
Okay. Very well today.
Don't touch his boob.
I'd say about a 34B, wouldn't you?
That's a fat joke for those of you at home.
Wait. Ron had a Sunday best for this, and Roddy Piper's making fun of him.
See?
To cause trouble, Pinky. No.
That's funny.
Stupid.
To insult you and tell you that you look like you need the home pregnancy test. I did not come here.
Well, I mean, he did put on a lot of weight.
I got to say, Adrian, the funny rat. He
no,
just said,
no, sir.
Yeah, Adrian's good here.
I came here. No way. I came here for a reason.
Oh.
I've got something for you. I have here
contract?
Statistics of the WWF ratings.
Oh, Nielsen's. Okay.
Just like now on Twitter.
And you too, Adrian,
well,
mind.
Let's see if Adrian's full of shit, if okay. the ratings went up or down.
For okay. you. We have viewers watching us right now.
It is a show.
7 million
ratings.
Men.
Seven?
Six,
I thought you
flower shop. Come on. The flower shop.
6 million women.
Greatest show on work.
6 million women.
Greatest show. 3.8 million teenagers, a total of over 200 television stations.
The flower shop.
20 million people a week watch this.
The flower shop. Come on, say it.
The first 35 minutes of the program is watched by the total audience.
Come on, the flower shop. Come on.
There is something about the flower shop.
There is.
It says right here, that around the 35-minute mark comes on the flower shop, and it has been the number one rated for constipation in the world.
It doesn't say that.
Why couldn't you say that? He just like people change the channel.
And not only that,
that would have been the zinger.
Yeah.
Hey,
not that they pooped their pants.
That's very mean.
Duty.
The World Wrestling Federation Television Network, please advise that the flower shop will not be presented next week in order that we may present a return of Piper.
Oh, shit. What a pop for that shit.
Yeah, huge. Oh, Adrian is pissed. Look, the wig is off.
Yeah.
They are just, whoa, he's suddenly swinging at everyone.
Suddenly he's man Adrian again.
Yep. Well, AC trying to calm him down. And we fade away.
The pop for that was real good.
That was huge. I mean, Piper's pit is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like, the
whole... Here we are here!
So the whole point of that buildup was that the crowd was like, we don't like Adrian. Like they don't like it, right?
Yes.
And so the whole... that was, they were building up to that moment where, like, it's canceled. It stinks or whatever.
I get it. Not thrilled. Hey, it's Bob Bradley.
Oh, Bo Bradley.
Look at him.
With another Duke-looking person.
Who's that dirty guy?
Look at Why him. Does everyone look like the Duke today?
I don't know. I think I know that guy. Who is the other guy?
Mike Fever?
What?
Are you definitely not? He looks like the Commandant in his younger days.
Hey, that's the referee, Freddie Sparta. No, what's his name? It's the other one.
Isn't he the same? Isn't that Freddie Sparta?
No, that's Terry Yorkston. What's the guy's name? Now I can't remember
York
it.
Steakhouse. I don't know.
I had it at the big event. He was on like every match. Oh my God, I'm blanking.
I don't know who it is.
It's not Freddie Sparta. It's the other one.
Let's see what Bo
George
Bradley
Papard.
Has.
What's his name?
George Papard. That's it. I think that's
all right, let's see what Bradley and Jacques Rougeau.
In a new film by George Papad.
Hey, you can't do that to me. You can't hit me in the knee. Ow!
Man, Bo Bradley is so impressive.
He's great. He could be in the Rougeaus with that mustache.
He could. He should just replace Ray.
No, Ray's the captain.
Maybe Ray can go commentate or something.
I am here. Don't you think Ray's the captain? Because, like, Jacques is just too unmanageable.
Jacques could never be the captain. Well, even once the Quebecers joined, I'm pretty sure Pierre just had to be the captain because Jacques's fucking around too much.
Or did Polo not even appoint a captain?
Yeah, he's just like, I'll take care of it.
I'm just handling this.
Yeah.
You guys
he's
are nuts.
He's so untrustworthy. Like,
yeah, Jacques should never be a captain.
Yeah.
Double dropkicks by the Rougeau brothers, who are in matching black tonight, which looks cool. You know what they are, Quinn? Here's the problem. They're the French killer bees.
Basically.
Les killer bees. You know, high Christian.
Les compétents.
Well,
look, the French commentating.
Edouard Carpentier.
Oh, Carpenter or whatever?
Ed Carpet.
Yeah.
Pride and joy, I would think.
All right, anyway, Mike
Fee. Is that John Madden in France with him?
You hit a guy with a drop kick and he goes down.
Parlez-vous français.
And parlez-vous. Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, it does sound like Madden.
French John Madden. That's what it is.
That wasn't even an exaggeration.
Not really. It's a nice spinning back elbow on Mike Fever. You know.
Grand Poupon.
Grand Poupon.
Carpentier was saying that he really, truly wasn't that impressed with these two French Canadians.
It's possible.
Well, I don't speak French. Do you think that's what the interpretation
I wouldn't trust that carpet as far as I could throw him.
That's a good point. What? Oh, nice
see
power
what I did
slam.
There? It's like a carpet.
Who throws a carpet? Oh, like a throw rug.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Joke.
Oh, le bombe de rougeau. Boom. Beautiful. One,
now, is this because...
Two.
Of, is this because...
Three. Ooh!
Is this because of, like, Jack Tunney or some shit that these two are here?
Quinn, I'm going to just save you the trouble of all the francophones and Quebecois... no, Montreal and Toronto have nothing to do with each other.
They don't?
Either wrestling-wise or as provinces.
Oh, see, I thought Jack Tunney was like the czar of Canadian
Toronto,
wrestling or something.
Rougeau country is Montreal, man.
Okay.
Quebec wanted to leave the damn country.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't like... Quebec's their own thing, and they are the Massachusetts of Canada. Not bad.
They're like Grand Prix or
they're,
whatever.
They're the New England. No, that's the Atlantic Grand Prix was in the Maritimes.
Yes, the Maritimes.
It's a different part. Who is the referee?
I don't know. Who cares? It's race far. Whatever.
It's not. I can't think of the fellow's name here.
Canada's like all the provinces. It's always like confused me what's what up there. I don't know why.
Ontario.
I'm sorry to Canadians. It's just like I don't when you say like Toronto, I'm like, so I guess it's like above New York or something. Like I. But then once you get to Saskatchewan,
Northwest.
I get real lost, like where the hell
well,
that
no
is.
No one knows what the fuck goes on at the High Kelly Smallwood.
Yeah.
But that's like prairie.
Once
there's
you
like
go
nothing
west
out
in
there.
Canada, I'm confused.
But
like,
Vancouver, you know, right? Because that's on the coast above Seattle.
That might be the only one. And then like in between that and Toronto, I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Like Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I just don't.
Alberta.
Yeah.
Famous Alberta.
Maritimes is the Atlantic coast, right?
Yes,
like
yes.
That's what that is.
I don't know that much about Canada, by the way. I'm just the... Of the two of us, I have to kind of, you know, carry the load there. By the way, can I just say, I like the Rougeau's face version, Quinn,
right,
more than the Killer Bees.
Yeah, they're better.
I actually do.
Because
well, like,
the Killer Bees just cheat.
Well, now they're big fucking cheaters. All right, What's next? Well, look at this show. The hits keep coming.
Who even won that last match?
Who do you think?
Rougeau's.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is our main event, I guess, right?
Is it?
I think so. Bundy had stood in the ring, yeah. Dave Hebner's the ref.
There was like 73 matches they listed. I don't know if this is even the end.
Yeah, this is them against Corporal Kirshner and SD Jones.
Ew.
Jobbers. Corporal Kirshner is officially just like, fuck him.
Yeah, but isn't SD, he sometimes wins.
It's been a while. It's been quite a while. Look at those. No eyebrows and like completely no eyebrows. Listen
Bundy,
to me.
You elephant. But just a U, not Y-O-U.
I think we need... It pains me to say this, but I'd rather get Mustache Fucker back if this is the caliber of sign we're going to be dealing with.
This is better than Mustache Fucker.
I don't know that it is. That guy's wearing a toupee.
At least this guy looks like he came from his job that, like, it isn't his job to have the signs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fair.
Like
This looks organic.
Like, he was just like, he's like, it's right before work, and he's bringing his kid, and his kid's like, we got to make a sign, Dad. And he just like, let's do this real quick. Like, that's what this looks like.
That's a rug he's wearing on his head, right?
Yeah. He wants to look younger.
The way you said that was just chef's kiss. Here
I
it
don't
comes.
Blame him.
No. Well, he's wants to look cool at the wrestling.
Yeah.
SD Jones, proud coach, by the way.
Yeah, it's good. Not like this jerk.
I wish Corporal Kirshner was good. I've said this all the time if
he
you
knew.
He
looks like a walking G.I. Joe.
He looks so good.
But unfortunately, he stinks.
He's... Like, how was he better in the ring when he was RT Reynolds?
I don't know. It's like he stopped trying past a certain point. Like, he was like, I finally made it. I'm not a jobber anymore. And then he's just like, now I'll just get paydays for the rest of my life.
Or do you think it could be like the pressure of like now having a gimmick and being a star to replace Sergeant Slaughter?
I think once he broke through to being a regular wrestler, I think he really thought like, I can just go the Chief Strongbow route. Just like, I don't have to win titles or anything. I'll just like come out, get a pop because I have held an American flag up, and that will be the end of it. And then I'll do that for like 40 years, and that I'll have a nice pension and
fair.
I'll be an official in the back or something.
I mean, Slaughter did do all of those things you just said.
Yeah.
He did. Slaughter wound up doing
Chief did too.
And I know Chief did, but I like that you call him Chief Strongbow.
Yeah.
No, Jay.
Just Chief Strongbow. That's his official name.
All right,
I wouldn't dare call him by his first name. That would be disrespectful.
Jason, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Strongbow.
Yes. Well, he is
a chief, so I actually say chief.
He's not really. All right, so Stud in the corner whip here with Kirshner. Here comes a horribly slow clothesline. No wonder Kirshner moved. And clothesline of his own. Stud still up. Another one. Stud still up. Big right hands.
Stud stable.
Stud. He is. Did you know what you just did?
What?
Stud is stable. Because he's still up. Studs stable.
I didn't mean to do that. I know. I was just thinking of the Stud Stable from WCW.
You're thinking about something else. I see you glancing over there.
My computer restarted for some reason.
Now what will you do?
I don't know. Now I can't look up dumb shit.
Yeah, the whole script is on your computer.
Yeah, the whole script. Because
this is scripted, clearly. Big John Stern. Bundy interfered.
Wow.
Now look, I don't hear Vince saying, oh, horrible officiating with Dave Hubner in there.
Yeah, it's weird too because heels did it. And he got mad about it when heels did it before. Oh, you think there's like a bias against the Hart Foundation?
Yes.
Jess said he didn't see it.
No, he was saying something else, wasn't he?
No, he said, I didn't see what happened.
I don't think that's what he said. Chief Strongbow. All right, Bundy in now. Irish whip on Smelly Kirshner.
Somebody put a very pleasant career bio of Chief Strongbow on our boards today. Thank you.
I did see it. Yeah, who was that? I can't remember who it was.
Very pleasant.
So I don't want to say the wrong name, so I won't say any. Nice shoulder breaker.
A little tribute to the chief. Hail to the chief, if you will.
Well, he was born almost 200 years ago, so I mean, you got to respect it.
Was he around for the American Revolution?
Yeah, but he was in Italy at the time.
Right. All
right. Double whip here.
So that's where those rumors come from.
That's where those rumors come from.
That he's not an Indian.
That's right.
A Native American, sorry.
Tell you what, Quinn, I am... Yeah, Kirshner's making a comeback. Are you serious? I'm John Studd. Well, maybe he is. Went for the slam, didn't get it. I'm just... The era that we're in... We're here now.
Yeah.
It's only
stains on his butt, by the way. It's like bleach stains. It's not even like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
I see.
His wife put his trunks.
Mrs. Bundy.
Mrs. Bundy put the trunks in the wash with like the whites or something.
Yeah,
but
with
some
bleach
in.
With Clorox spilled.
Yeah.
Awful dropkick just happened by Kirsch, by the way. Yeah. Oh, hot tag to SD Jones. That'll.
Mrs. Bundy.
Look, Quinn. WrestleMania 1 rematch right here.
Oh, here we go.
Bundy versus Jones.
We're going to find out if SD has improved in the last 2 years.
Let's see. Big Les. He is rocking the big man. Boink.
We're going to take out the biggest man in town, as he likes to say.
What is his special delivery? A punch? Oh, shit. Corner avalanche.
Mm.
It's over. Wow, he's going to pin him with that same move. One,
that
two,
stinks.
Three.
Aw. Why couldn't Corporal take the pin?
Because we are finally at the point where SD Jones is not... Are you paying attention to me?
No, I am. The computer restarted.
You have to put your password in, and then
I did.
Because we are at the point, Quinn. Look at that. By the way, I don't like this view of Bundy.
Why is it? I can see sweat stains under Hebner.
It's all bad. We're at the point where SD Jones is finally down in the jobber pecking order because we have a hot new jobber in Corporal Kirshner. So he has reduced him to taking the pin in these types of matches.
Real hot.
Yeah. Next up, we just need Gurria to be taking pins, and we're all...
We just need Gurria to not... He needs to be in the back.
He's getting close.
He needs to break up fights, like not do anything else.
How many fights? I'm Ted Rezik, and I eat my peas with a fork.
Oh, the king is there. I see.
That's a king robe. He was just coronated.
That unbelievable six-man tag. The Giant John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and Bobby the Brain Heenan against Super Machine Big
when
Machine.
When is Harley Race going to wrestle?
Oh, I want to see him wrestle.
Former Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana to go up against Handsome
Harley
Race.
Oh, that's who he's fighting.
Kenny, before we go any further,
why didn't
you
call him
straight? From now on, it's the king.
Yeah.
The king.
Get it right.
I'm fine with it.
Santana.
Like how stupid he looks.
You,
yes.
My friend,
now they know, right?
Yeah,
a whole
that's
lot
the
of
point.
Trouble.
Okay.
You're walking into the ring with the man that has held more titles, been more places in the world of wrestling than any other man on the face of God.
I am the Wiz, and nobody beats me.
He's a great talker, though, Quinn. He's
dressed like the Wiz.
He is dressed like the Wiz. It's supposed to look stupid, though. Like, we're sure about that?
Yes.
Okay, you're supposed to think this is... Absolutely dumb.
He's pompous. How pompous?
Look at the pompicity.
Pompicity.
Henny Youngman joke book. How many times did JR say that at Revenge of the Taker?
That's his new thing. That's his new, like, blanket retort to King.
It's all he says now. Sounds like he's the one with the JR joke book, and it's got one page.
Madison Square Garden, Monday night.
Madison Square Garden is going to wrestle.
There's not really a garden there. That's it?
No less than the British Bulldog, okay. The reigning World
Good.
Wrestling Federation.
Look how many stars they have, Quinn.
Well, I mean, it's called Superstars.
Same.
All three?
Even
Giant Machine's
going to
wrestle?
Hi.
Of course, Piper's Pit. Piper's Pit.
The big return, Joe.
I mean, it'll probably be good.
And the Macho Man, hey. Your friend.
Oh, look at that, Macho Man.
The Intercontinental Champion.
When's the Macho Man next week? Him.
Perfect.
And of course, look at this. The
Ooh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, we're here!
Wow, we got a lot next week.
Can't wait for this show.
Oh, look, it's Afa. Or Sika.
Sika. Sika's just back?
He's just back.
Okay.
Look at that, the king. He's pondering. He's pontificating.
Very nice.
Why is it blurred out behind him?
Don't bring him CVAFI. The old wonderful.
What the fuck? They just like went through a million people.
That's why it's the superstars of wrestling. Now, I would bet, although I don't know this, that Richard is going to give us the first challenge.
I would think so. Is that the one with John V and all that
yes.
shit?
And you got to imagine the first spotlight, right?
We'll see.
With the San Diego Padres, live from Shea Stadium.
What is this?
Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, Sunday afternoon. The
it's on Channel 9, Quinn. That's why. WOR. Awesome.
Beep, beep, beep.
What a great debut show. Setting
yeah,
the
was good.
Setting the stage here.
Oh, we'll get you back up into the ring in just a moment or two for more exciting fucking action.
That's great, Richard. Great.
New era.
New era. This is challenge.
You can certainly hear the excitement in the air. Hello, everyone.
It looks like more people are here for than the other one.
World premiere.
Monsoon being joined by the one and only the big cat, Ernie Lowe.
Johnny V not conforming, just like Jesse.
Why is it the big event?
They realize after this one taping cycle. Ooh, we got to hear this. This intro is amazing.
This one's good. This is like the merger of prime time and like something
Seriously.
Else.
Seriously. Yeah. You want some bass?
Oh, yeah.
Prime time and night court.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. Awesome. That's all we need, Richard. Oh, no.
Snake pit. Now that's a cauldron right there.
That is cauldron-esque.
Yeah.
This is not a good show.
Is that where Damien like lives?
Yeah, it's his house.
Yeah. Oh, whoa! Something is in there. Damien's in there.
It's a new beginning.
Okay.
You may see the storm on the rise.
See, the fog is because they keep it warm for Damien.
Yes. Oh, remember this? This is incredible.
What?
We saw this first challenge. Look, Curtis.
Oh.
Remember, this is insanely bad.
The way of a man so grand.
We did the first challenge also on OVP.
I see.
And it's awful, if I recall correctly.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Call him the Wizard.
Oh, now he's the Wizard.
Wow, it only took a day.
Yeah, literally.
Thank you, Jake the Snake. It is a pleasure.
It's the Dungeon of Doom.
Jake the Snake's like, what the fuck? Like, immediately, he started laughing at him.
I know. It's horrible.
Laugh says this is awesome.
He's got his back to the camera.
The Grand Wizard Tony on his way to his 15th.
The Grand Wizard? Ernie Roth?
So wait a sec. He's the newest human form of Grand Wizard? That's why he's called the Wizard? Is that canon? Is the Grand Wizard like immortal? Like,
wow, I didn't know.
Like,
so Vince was wrong when he said deceased.
Does that mean when that Grand Wizard was just a vessel and there was like a person before him too?
I think that's what it means, Squid.
Is that what they are implying in the canon?
Yes, and I'm fine with it.
The biggest headhunter of them all.
This is so bad.
This is New Wizard.
New Wizard.
Jungles of Uganda, Jake. I put my ear to the ground.
Okay.
And a cousin.
Calm down.
Damien Tomey.
Jake is trying not to laugh.
Yes.
On the northern slopes of Kilimanjaro, hunting pygmies.
What does it all mean, Joe?
Is Kamal going to talk?
No. VIP lounge.
Holy shit, this is annoying. The VIP lounge.
In Singapore, Joe.
Needs the blonde Bengal tiger to add to his collection.
It is also obvious, my
Jake,
man.
Get him out of here.
That's,
we have
that's
something
it.
Here that only you will be able to taste, such as the DDT.
Oh, I thought it was soup.
Mm-hmm.
in that cauldron there.
That's Damien's house.
I'm sorry. Here, remember, it's very similar to to Superstars. Instead of
it's almost the same thing.
The cheap version.
This intro sucks. Yeah. Look at this.
You can tell it's the C show.
Yeah. Ugh.
Let me guess.
It's just like cardboard cutouts of the wrestler.
It's horrible. Let me guess. Gene and Lord Alfred
or
something.
Even the clips they picked are shitty.
They're old.
Yeah. At least Mr. Fuji got in there.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Gene Okerlund, along with Lord Alfred Hayes.
I thought
Ian
Mooney and Sherry were going to be here.
That's the dream team of this show.
It is. It's like the best version.
It is.
Shut up, Ian Mooney.
Wow. Ooh.
Can't escape that.
Oh, look, reading the Elizabeth edition there.
Okay.
You're laughing about something. What's
Robert?
What are you laughing about? Actually, what he's reading, wrestling fans, is
the
latest
ad on the back
of the World Wrestling Federation magazine, which features beauty, of course, in Elizabeth, the
shirtless,
manager, the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, Macho
Man. Just the angle, you can't see the Beast. Bottom of her
special
part
article
of her dress
on Bobby the Brain.
Her blouse,
I'm surprised I'd be very surprised if there's any of these on the newsstands. Have you already purchased all of these, or can we? Something obviously
gets
your funny ball. I don't know what it is. You wouldn't want to enlighten us? Hello?
What?
Yeah, we're on the air now. You've been laughing here for the last two or 3 minutes.
Just reading this great article, one of the greatest articles ever written in professional wrestling. It's a talk with Bobby Heenan.
I just explained that you were the feature in this magazine.
See how important you are? I didn't even know you were here. When you're reading about Bobby Heenan, everything else is sexy.
This is going to get funny.
We're back, wrestling fans, and still deep into...
They sound tired, both of them.
You know, they do these at like 8 in the morning and like 17 in a row.
They do a couple,
referring to. Mr. Wonderful? Backstabber, it
sounds like he's talking to a child right now.
This is weird.
Fans will be able to see it too.
Their banter is good when Bobby talks. This is weird.
Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion Macho Man Randy Savage...
They're clearly like, please put the magazine over in this episode.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, this is absolutely gorgeous.
This thing.
I can't believe.
Isn't this Vince's house?
All the detail.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Has to cost a
Elizabeth
lot of money.
Decorated
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever. The Intercontinental Champion.
That's right. Nothing but the
Macho Man back there.
Yeah. He's doing his workout.
Randy Savage.
Very, very.
Now this
impressive.
Feels like, I feel like Macho Man would never trust Gene alone with Miss Elizabeth.
Well, he's there. He's there.
17.
So are they, like, okay, wait, pause for a second here.
What?
You know what's kind of weird about this?
Why do they live together?
Yes! This is one of those points where it's like, they're implying a little much, and it's before they establish the canon that they aren't, like, married or whatever.
Well, let's see what they say.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong about this being Vince's house. I don't know, but I thought it was.
Am I going to be interrupting him?
Interrupting.
Well, you might be.
Okay.
Look at this. Does he do this all the time, continually working out?
They bump that audio
right.
in.
Continuous workout for him.
Bumped it up.
All right, Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth is saying things
impressive.
At least for once.
As nice. Is this man, the Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Mr.
Savage.
The announcer, how you doing?
Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see
you. With the glasses.
Yeah, do you really believe that? I mean, everything's hit between us. Ooh. No problems, right, Elizabeth? No problems, right? Came in nice and easy. Yeah, that's
beautiful,
good.
Beautiful.
Very good, Miss. Yeah, that's fine.
This is
yeah.
beautiful. The home is beautiful.
Oh,
the entire...
Nice, yeah.
The entire layout is just gorgeous.
Talk to me, Gene Okerlund. Would you like to talk to me?
Randy, if we can slip over here, if I could prevail upon you, I'd like to sit down and talk a little bit about
the... Mean Gene's summer wear is just him in sunglasses.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I like that attitude.
Still with the tux.
It's great.
Right here in front of the pool.
That'll be fine. Yes, that'll be
let's
fine.
Talk wrestling.
Wrestling, yes. I am very great at wrestling. All right.
I'm good.
Elizabeth,
that's right.
Okay, is
Elizabeth's
that
happy.
Satisfying my goals? No, it is not. No.
You know it's very tentative.
I know.
Well, I can see you've got quite a bit, substantial wealth, of course, that you've acquired as being the Intercontinental Champion of the World, regardless
very
of how you got that belt on February the 8th, 1986.
We're still bringing up how he won it.
No problem there, but guess what? I was
in 7 months.
A long time ago.
Is there some weird storyline thing that if you win a belt in WF, you're like instantly rich? Like.
Well, maybe.
Of man
maybe.
Are
maybe.
Pleasure, power, and possession. And pleasure, do I have pleasure, Elizabeth? Yeah,
yes,
all kinds of pleasure. See that? All kinds of pleasure. You know,
yes,
in
you
possessions,
do,
I've got possessions. Now, power. Power.
Positions. What has he got? Stocks.
That there's only one thing left for me to
he's
got to
call it Hulk Hogan.
Right here
and that is?
Yep, and that is... I bet you can guess what that is. Tell me, you tell me. Will you tell me what that is?
The heavyweight championship of the world.
That's right.
Still.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
You want it all, don't you?
I love how he never gives it up.
For it, man.
I want it all. I am the greatest wrestler that ever lived, past, present, and future. No problem there. There's
there
an airplane
go.
Going by, and I'm not on it. You know why I'm not on it? No title defense right there. No, I'm ready right
oh,
here.
So,
and
I'm very that's curious, not going to where the title Randy. Defense is.
Excuse me.
That's all so right.
No Excuse problem. What'd you do?
You've man? Built a fortress here of sorts for yourself. Obviously, you don't like the public around.
No.
Public.
It's the kind of stay by myself type of a thing. You know, like.
That's actually true.
Paranoid, but I just say that I like to hang around the right kind of people. And, who
that's Elizabeth
be
only.
To hang around than myself, isn't that right, Elizabeth?
That's right.
The Macho Man Randy Savage with himself, isn't that fantastic?
Excuse me, Randy, would you be
like
terribly at the risk of sounding negative? Do you mind if I conduct the interview?
No problem, man. If you want to be negative, that's okay with me. You know, because I'm on top of the world.
Oh,
with one more door to knock on, and I will knock on that door. You know what that door says?
What does it
you
say?
Know what it says on that door?
It doesn't say come in.
No, it says Hulk who, with a Hulk. Big question mark right there. Yeah,
still doing
Hulk
that too.
Is dead.
It's been over a year. It's amazing.
It's never going to end, man.
More seductive than sex, isn't that right, Elizabeth?
Wait,
that's
you right. You didn't really say that.
That's right, Randy.
That?
Yes, if the Macho Man says it's so.
Oop.
It's so. That's right. Did you get that?
Yeah. Elizabeth, I'm very curious. You look beautiful, by the way. Your time.
Why does he have to do like just ask her the damn question? It's like
oh, it's going pretty well. I've been practicing quite a bit.
Practicing what?
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Swimming?
Elizabeth, I'm very curious. You look beautiful, by the way. Your tan to bronze. How is your tennis game going?
Oh, it's going pretty
tennis.
Well. I've been practicing quite a bit.
Yeah, you've been practicing.
And what about golf? Now, I understand you started to take up golf a little earlier on.
Well, now he's going to.
I enjoy
don't
golf
ask your questions.
It's a good exercise. Mm-hmm. I
yeah.
enjoy
Look
it.
Look at him. Obviously, you do a lot of swimming, Elizabeth.
Are you sure you're not getting a sore arm from stretching the microphone way over there to talk to Elizabeth or something? I wouldn't want you to get a tennis elbow or something over
well,
here.
Well, she is
you
such
know?
A big part of your package. I've just got to talk to you. Very curious. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Blatant package drop.
The
oh, the call. Ooh, we got a call.
The pressure, man. I don't really feel
see, she's managing, Joe.
She is a manager.
Champion, but the pressure of not being the world heavyweight champion is really stymied. Yes.
Macho Man, Gene, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is a real important phone call, Macho Man. It's urgent.
Macho Man, urgent. Not Randy.
What's urgent?
It's a national women's publication. They want to offer you $500,000 to pose for a centerfold. That's more than they offered Burt Reynolds.
$500,000?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
That's more than they offered Burt Reynolds.
That's more than they offered Burt Reynolds. She just said that. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear
she's
it?
She's managing, Joe.
She's managing.
Something right now. Hang up the phone. Yeah, Macho Madness is more seductive
I
than
don't advise that, Macho
yeah.
Man.
But
he doesn't want to.
I haven't sung my song yet.
Huh?
No, you gotta wait a while. Yeah, long time
wow.
from now.
He just wants
they
to beat Hulk Hogan.
It.
Wow.
You turn down $500,000.
I just did it. Did you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah, I got the money. I've got the
Hi,
pleasure.
Macho Man's office. This is the office of the Macho Man.
Cool. Did you hear that? Yeah, it's on his door right
Macho
there.
Macho Man.
What now?
Hey, Randy, I'm sorry. It's another important phone call.
No, what's urgent now? Tell me.
It's a promoter from Japan. He wants to offer you $400,000 just to come and wrestle three men.
Four? We're talking about right the aggregate on this is nearly $1,000,000.
The aggregate?
Right
why are you giving up this money?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Tell him that the money is nothing but on my day
legal tinder.
Those three guys down, and I'll beat them right here for nothing. Now hang up the phone.
Hang
it
up.
I can't believe
you're not
Randy
sorry,
Savage.
No.
Randy Savage, I can't believe
I
this.
You're at your home, Macho sorry, Man Randy Savage. Yes, I can tell you.
Why are they saying full names? What is this?
That's Gene.
Couple,
Elizabeth, Macho Man, Macho Man.
Insisted she see you before they continue on the honeymoon.
Oh God.
Typical type situation. Women.
This one's funny.
This is good.
What is this?
Oh, who's this?
Here's a typical situation. Get her out of here, Elizabeth. I'm sorry.
Get her out of here, Elizabeth.
I know
specifically.
How you feel.
What is this?
Dreams,
is that Miss Elizabeth's friend?
Is that a Federette?
You have got to be kidding.
Got
what can I do?
Unbelievably.
So does that mean he's not dating Miss Elizabeth?
We don't know.
Like he just has girlfriends. Elizabeth's just his manager.
Yes, remember?
Yeah. Are you with us?
Just manager.
Are you going to join this
There's
program?
No romantic.
I don't know. They don't kiss on screen.
Yeah, true.
Please. What are you reading? Your own article now?
That's right.
Give me a break.
Can these two just talk to each other?
What they
give me a break.
Benedict Arnold should have read up top there. In fact, we have a special interview coming up right now.
With whom?
With the not-so-Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Let's go to the
My
tape.
Surprise. Well, thank you.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Mr. Wonderful.
I ate all the Twinkies.
Paul Orndorff contacted me and asked to be a guest on today's Prime.
Well, he's a good talker.
Mr. Wonderful, evidently,
I hate when he pretends to be
on
the show he's on.
He's
annoying.
I know.
Let me tell you something right now, Monsoon. And I mean, you better listen to every word I'm saying.
Okay.
Don't you ever, and I mean ever, hang up the telephone on me.
Ooh.
Nobody does that and gets away with it. I'm sick and tired of you,
Yeah,
Monsoon.
Remember the last time that happened.
True.
And lying
he's very sensitive about this.
Well, it's very
the whole phone incident of 1986.
It's not good.
You gotta
he's a phony.
Yeah. To have the Zapruder tapes of that one.
I am the best thing in the WWF. You're jealous just like everybody else out there.
He's calling Gorilla Monsoon jealous of him.
You better listen good.
He is.
He's still calling out Gorilla.
And I'll tell you something else. I think you
deliberately.
He's still
upset about that phone call with Paul
Hogan. Deliberately slammed that telephone down.
Do we get a rebuttal from Gorilla?
I think he's a piece of shit.
Just no selling. What a piece of shit, Brain.
And I ain't through with that neither, Monsoon. You know, like I said,
please get a retort by Gorilla.
It'd be great.
I left him laying right in
he's a piece of garbage.
Just completely kills his heat. Like, fuck you. Like, doesn't even sell
he
it.
He would, too.
I know. He always does. He never sells heels. Ever.
Because Gorilla has the logic of the, like, the heels are goofs, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you're supposed to, like, make fun of them.
A lot of people got on Gorilla about that in, like, the 80s and stuff, but, like.
It's how the fans act. That's
exactly,
all they're doing.
Right. Like, except if you're a little kid.
Yeah.
I am going to be the next world.
This is a lot longer
champion
than it needs to be.
And I'm well, it's prime time. They have 2 hours to kill.
People call it indespicable. You call it what you want.
Indespicable? That's not what they call it.
Obviously,
oh, well, he's talking, and I'm going to go.
But it is Ken Resnick, and I like Tweety Bird.
Warped brain.
There
his brain is warped. You have really, you've really destroyed that.
I believe an apology is due.
From him, yeah,
oh,
definitely.
From you.
From me.
To Mr. Wonderful and myself.
Please,
I'll accept it right now in front of the
break.
Yeah, I knew it.
If you'd like to go off the air and when it's dark here, you can apologize
the
to
only
me.
Way that he would ever get me on my back is if he back jumped me and used stabbing.
Wow,
me
he's
in
even
the back
saying he could beat him in a ring.
Incidentally, wrestling, before we go too much farther along,
I could beat the
line,
shit out of him, Brain.
Gorilla
never.
Video for supplying us with that tape on the Macho Man and
all
his
right.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Thanks
yeah.
for that.
In the very near future, we'll have out on the market a complete video cassette of
it's
all
funny in Gorilla's mind he could just get in the ring and win the WF title if he felt like it.
Yeah, he never sells any other wrestlers like ever.
Only Hulk might give him trouble.
Yeah, well that's different.
Yeah.
Like him selling for Vader was a huge deal.
It was good.
Yeah. He doesn't even sell for Austin in 97. He like doesn't back down.
What is it now?
Bobby
give me a break.
Aha. Phone call for Mr. Monsoon.
Thanks.
Now he's going to make fun of him.
Yes. Yes. Oh, great. No, everything's fine.
What? Oh, yeah.
Now you don't have to worry about anything.
What?
Yeah, I'll take care of the whole situation. Right. Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it. Okay,
that's
bye-bye.
Not Mr. Wonderful.
You ready for the apology?
Nope.
Yeah, you know what that was? Watch your fingers. Mean Gene.
Oh.
Concerned about what you're doing here on Primetime Wrestling. He said, if I have any problems with you, that he has some things out of your past that I could use as
scoops,
ammunition.
Joe.
And if that didn't work,
ooh,
to just go to page 58 in the new WWF magazine.
Oh, you put in the magazine.
People there that would take care of you.
Right, Mean Gene's like the editor in kayfabe or some shit.
Only
right?
in kayfabe.
Yeah.
Can find it. Ha! Page 58.
Mean Gene got those scoops on his own.
Certainly.
Yes.
Be able to
oh, get it, page 58. Oh. The machines.
Machine this, machine that. Tired of machines.
Well,
this is a rather weak episode for the two of them. This wasn't.
I don't know. That Mr. Wonderful shit was funny. We'll be back
right after. Gorilla was funny, yeah, but I don't know.
Well, because I could just feel it coming as Mr. Wonderful was like yelling at him. I'm like, oh no, Gorilla's going to have a fucking issue with that.
It was good. I got to say, though. In this new era here on the 1986 canon.
Sure is an era.
Was this not a great launch?
Yeah, it's good.
Fast-paced, very little
it's
wasted
still
motion.
Adapting to like the superstars of like 89 and 90 is like when it's peak. Like when it's here's 5,000 matches. Like there's no like Ricky Steamboat farting around for 5 minutes.
That was a little long for them. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, the presentation is freshened up. the announced teams are freshened up.
Mm-hmm.
Even the coats are freshened up.
They are new coats.
The referees are freshened up.
Yep.
We got some new talent. We got Kamala returning. We got King Curtis. We had Coco Beware.
Right.
We have Billy Graham returning.
Uh-huh.
We have a new show, The Snake Pit, on Challenge. We have
exclusive.
Yes, thank God.
Adrian Adonis's shop
week,
has been canceled.
We're going to have Piper's
Pit. Ratings sucked or something.
Ratings were terrible. Constipation.
Yeah.
Man, what a time going on here. I love it. Don't you just love it?
Don't you just.
Folks, thanks so much for kicking off your weekend with us here on The Canon. We really appreciate you. And again, a quick reminder, not a long reminder, 82 to 85, the monthly Canon Plus specials, the latest one is Big Event.
Mm-hmm.
And the WWF pay-per-view reviews this weekend, In Your House, Revenge of Taker comes out, goes all the way back to the first WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
Get it on patreon.com/OVP podcast. And if you listen to Acid-Wash Memories, or maybe you want to give it a shot, coming up on Monday, we will be talking about Super Mario 64.
Yahoo!
What a way to go out, though, Quinn. I am so happy.
What an exciting time in the World Wrestling Federation.
In the World Wrestling Federation. Thank
the
you
WWF.
Guys for being with us here. We really appreciate you. All that's left to say is be sure to keep your feet warm, your seltzer cold, put on Sinatra and start to cry, drive defensively. Until next week on the Canon, I'm Joe Morata, that's Michael Quinn, and we are out of here.
See ya.